Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and that will click bring up what you need. Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And check us out on Facebook, too, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And golly, we are just starting the second hour of the third Sunday of the month, and so that means Natasha Venter is here. And she is our medium, intuitive communicator, personal awareness coach, feng shui gal, knows more astrology than me and all of that. And we'll follow up with that. And I was gonna go to Natasha right now and chat about the new baby that she has. And I have pictures, but I think we are being interrupted. Is that right? Do we...
Which I'm grateful always to be supportive in this world.
All right, so we're gonna go to the phones, are we, Nathan?
We are headed to the phones where Aaron and Bothell is waiting for us.
Aaron and Bothell. Good morning, Aaron. How can we help you? Welcome to Animal World.
Oops. Maybe I should click the button to put her to the board.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like we're connected yet. Hey, Aaron, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey, Aaron. Are you there?
Can you all hear me?
There we go. Yes, now we can. Hi, Aaron.
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
So I'm calling in. I have a new dog who came to my world in May. I flew to Houston to pick her up, and she's about 3 years old. She's a cattle dog. And she's quite the wild one. So I'm just looking for some guidance and direction with barking, energy, jumping, all of those things.
Well, okay. So I guess I'll start here, and I'll talk for a little bit, Natasha, and I want you tuning into the energy of what's going on.
She's easy to take. This one's easy to take.
Well, okay. So Aaron, sounds like this is a rescue out of Texas.
Correct.
I see a lot of rescues out of Texas and Mexico. But I say I'll take that. And I know from some of the people I've worked with and the dogs and so forth, cattle dogs are used a lot in Texas as cattle dogs for what they're bred to do. And so depending on the genetics, cattle dogs in and of themselves are one of the most challenging breeds of dogs for people to live with. Not because they're bad dogs, but...
they get bored.
The dogs that cause all the troubles in the dog world are the Einsteins and the Dumbos.
Yes.
Now, I'd much rather work with the Einsteins because they're really smart and they learn fast. But the cat, the herding breeds and the, what I call the top echelon of the herding breeds, cattle dogs, border collies, and then Aussies just below that, they are the super Einsteins mm-hmm. of the dog world. So that cattle dog is very smart. And I would say of the herding breeds in general, cattle dogs tend to be, and this is, I'm talking energetic, not man-woman type thing, but cattle dogs tend to skew more male energy than females.
Mm-hmm. I would
as
say.
Opposed to, yeah, you can just tell a me cat, if you agree yeah. with what you yes. see. But I believe that border collies skew more female, like
they can.
Nathan's dog mm-hmm. skew more female. And then the Aussies are kind of like a male-female balance
yes.
together. So that's kind of how. So anyway, Aaron, you have one of the most challenging breeds, and there can be really powerful male aggressive energy related to cattle dogs. And then, so we don't know when you're getting a rescue out of Texas, how much of that is really working bloodlines or other whatever. What is your dog's name, by the way?
Her name is Lace.
Lace. And does Lace look like a cattle dog?
Yeah, she's actually half heeler and half Australian Shepherd.
Oh, so she's an Aussie heeler mix then.
Yeah, they call them a Texas heeler.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
And the heelers mm-hmm. Can be a lot of that same kind of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how long have you had her? You said she's three years old now. How long have you had her?
Since May.
Oh, since May, that's right.
I picked her up in May.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so it's just a chance. So a lot of water under the bridge with her. Did they know anything about her background? Did you get any details?
The story was that she was on the rodeo circuit for the first, like, year or so of her life, and then the person that we got her from was her second home, and she was to be bred. That's why they acquired her, and she had some things wrong with her uterus, so she couldn't hold puppies.
Mm. And what does being on the rodeo circuit, what does that mean?
I have no idea. That's just
a lot of chaos. A lot of chaos.
But I mean, is that on the rodeo, meaning the dog belonged to a cowboy that was going to rodeos, or the dog was somehow working? Do they work, cattle dogs work in rodeos in some way?
Well, for the first year, probably a lot in trailers, a lot of noise, a lot of interactions, different towns.
Okay.
What I'm seeing, this is what I'm seeing intuitively, is a lot of, I would say, freedom in a way, but yet chaotic freedom at the same time. So there's a lot of legs, a lot of dogs barking, a lot of people screaming, yelling. And I'm going to say this nicely, a lot of drunken nights. So,
So the dog grew up in a lot of chaos.
A lot of chaos. And so when you get a dog, especially when an Aussie and the blue heel, you know, those combinations, if they don't get grounded, they very much get discombobulated. And so the best way I could say for you is the more you interact and get grounded. For you, she's going to teach you to ground. And I'm going to tell you right now, the energies that we're coming into, if we're not grounded, we're going to be flying off into no man's land. And so she's going to help you ground. And so if you can be grounded, so use your grounded voice, you know, that mother growl, that grounded understanding of, you know, I know things are chaotic right now, but we are fine. You know, that kind of, you know, stable voice that you have. And and you know, she's coming into that age of wisdom now, you know, that coming into the fourth year. And so with that it's almost rewiring her nervous system, and you can do it. It's just going to take it's going to take that not mean but tough love.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Aaron, you know, as a behavior therapist and trainer, and, you know, and this is what I do, and I see I see more herding breeds than, well, I see lots and lots of herding breeds. And I see lots and lots of doodles. And then, you know, the others spread in and out and stuff. And Frenchies, of course, fall in there too. But probably herding breeds more than anything else, and cattle dogs. Now, I love to work with them because they're so smart.
Yes.
And if you know what you're doing, unless the wires aren't connected right and we have something else going on an endocrine immune hormonal level and stuff that we have to work with, we can have nervous system issues sometimes needing Dr. Nels to do some balancing. But the dogs turn around very quickly. But I'll tell you, the most important thing is for you to learn how to be a really powerful leader with her. And that's kind of what Natasha was talking about. It's the leadership and the control and the best way to emotionally and psychologically stabilize dogs is by providing powerful leadership. They need that. And a lot of people don't realize that, especially about the higher echelon of herding dogs. You know, because we watch the, you know, the videos on Facebook and stuff and YouTube of, you know, like the wonderful herding dogs and them doing their work and herding the sheep. Yeah. And they just look, they're just so wonderful. And they look like they're doing it all on their own and on all of that. And you can see films of cattle dogs working, you know, the cattle herds with her and all of that. But they don't do it on their own. They have a master. They have a shepherd. And so what I have to teach people with these dogs is that it's critically important that you learn how to be that really competent alpha male, you know, leader for your dog. And good leader dogs are calm, cool, collected, and confident. Never overreact, never lose their temper. And you need to balance the high energy and so forth that comes sometimes with that breed. And you have to establish that relationship, and then you have to coach them and be their shepherd and teach them how to live with humans and your life and how that goes. Now, you mentioned just you're having problems with barking and jumping, that sort of thing. And I would say,
she's just, as is, you know, true for most cattle dogs, this is my second
Oh, so you've had it before.
Yeah, I get that you have. I get that you have a lot of the understanding that we're talking about, and I get that you're in this moment where. But I get that this one was born and raised around animals. Have you gotten her around like where a job where she can herd or interact in a way so that that she can kind of come back to her. In a personalness, her groundedness. It's kind of like if we are born and raised around water, we're always comfortable around water. You know, it's like
So has she been around other animals?
You know, where she can use some of her instinctual, and this is what I'm talking about, is the instinctual moments, not her knowing no moments or her brain boredom and all that kind of stuff, but it's that instinctual moments. It's finding the job for her instincts. Have you done any of that?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. I mean, I have another dog that I live with, but that's the only. Interestingly enough, like I've watched shows with horses and cows in it, and when she hears the diesel truck or the horses and cows, she's
I'm getting chills.
Attuned.
Yeah, because that's what she grew up in. So she's probably, her barking is that she's saying that I need something to do, right? And you find that probably the barking is when her energy is more up, or like there's something that's happening that drives her instinctual energy. And I have a black mouth cur. I mean, she is very instinctual. So I've had to work with her instincts before I work almost with her smarts. Does that make sense? So if you can do that, and that's when I was talking about her being guided, is you're working into that energy state. not necessarily her smarts or her knowings, because you do good with that, but it's that getting to that next level of talking. And this is the thing that when we're working with our nervous system, and this is the new energy we're coming into, is coming down into the flow of what do we want to talk to. You know, label it's her instincts that you want to talk to, and say, I know you're grieving, sweetie, about not being able to be where you used to be, but we're going to find a new way to get rid of this, to negotiate this energy, you know. And talking to that part of her can really I bet give it acknowledgement, you know, because she was stripped away from the home that she was, and then her hormones were off because her uterus wasn't all the way negotiating as a normalcy should be, whatever normal is. But, you know, so her hormones were a little bit off during that. And I bet you part of this was stress that she was in, too, that was triggering her not being able to carry pups, because she was ripped from one thing that she knew, which was chaos. And then she was put into something that it was like, this is not what my life calling is. You know, my life calling was to do what I was doing, you know, and now I'm doing this. And now I'm in a home in Washington.
Yeah,
that's a lot of changes for him. And at any rate, now, Aaron, on a practical level, you said, you know, barking, jumping sort of thing. Now, often when I see cattle dogs, one of the biggest issues would be being reactive on the leash. And when you take them out, that they fire up and bark and stuff at other animals and so forth. Now, Natasha says she has a background with animals. So is that the kind of barking you're dealing with, or what kind of barking are you dealing with? When is she barking?
So she does some of the leash stuff when we go out, but it's not consistent. Like, it's pretty erratic. It doesn't always happen.
Right. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. Okay. And then just barking at stuff around
the other dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then she's just, an energy dog.
And then
she
just getting excited and jumping and all of that. So what I can tell you, Aaron, is all of those problems are resolvable. Mm-hmm. And I can help you do all of that. But I can tell you the vast majority of people that I hear that have cattle dogs or cattle dog Aussies, you know, herding dogs like this, rescues, talking about like what you're talking about, the best way for me to help you is to do a session with you. And I specialize in helping people understand their dogs and what's going on and getting everything resolved really quickly. And like I said, the cattle dog Aussies usually turn around in my presence while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful. So we get it done really quickly. But unless I get a chance to meet you and her and work with you, I really can only talk to you in generalities. But I can tell you for sure that it could be a whole lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, you know, you've had one before, that you have some knowledge and that you're doing okay. But you need to clean up some of this higher energies that she's got. And usually dealing with that occasional leash reactivity and what's going on, we have to do some actual training together. But all of it can be accomplished. So I don't know if you heard me give out my phone number earlier, but I always do a free telephone evaluation off the air. And so if you want to call me, we can chat about what's going on, and I can explain to you how I work and what's involved. And if you decide you want to work with me, we can set something up, and I can come and meet Lace and then get everything under control for you. And that's
great. Yeah, I did get your number.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I can tell you that my dog was from Texas, too. And there's a discombobulation energy that comes from that region of dogs sometimes.
That doesn't surprise me, because I get, you know,
yeah,
I see a
and
lot,
it took me, it took me almost a year to ground my dog. And that was me being consistent. That was me being understanding of the instincts and coming from, yes, smarts of the instincts, but coming from that instinctualness, especially when you're dealing with dogs that are instinctual like that, that you know, talking with that part of them. And I would personally start looking at if you can find a farm or some place that can. There, I know that there's places out there that you can take animals and let them do a little bit of work.
Herding work.
Yeah, herding
work. Yeah, that
work.
Often, that used to be kind of the standby that we would do with dogs, herding breeds that were too aggressive and had issues. Mm-hmm. We'd send them off to the herding trainer and they get them under control and get control of that behavior and teach them when it's okay and when it's not. But the guy that was so well known and did such incredible work with herding breeds is a place called Utopia down in Yome, Roy, Washington. But he's retired now.
Yeah.
Now, I have not been able to connect with another herding person of that caliber. I hear that there's someone up in the Bellingham area, you know, some more towards up in your neck of the woods, Natasha, that's good at that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, Aaron, I don't have a referral I can give you. To work with
just
that.
An idea,
but it is that's an option is to work with them in what they're bred to do, because if you get control of the behavior, then you can give it an on and off switch.
Yeah,
so that can be very helpful. The other thing, though, you know, is they're herding dogs. They definitely need a job, and what you know, Natasha was saying, they do get bored. They need to work, but you can be real creative in all the jobs that they could have, and it can be any kind of training, and any kind of training would be good. And I noticed that you're in Bothell. You know, the other option, you could work with me privately and I can help you get things under control really quickly. But it also wouldn't be a bad idea at all for you to join some classes with her. Good, balanced classes, so you'd get the exposure of her being around other people and dogs and working and learn how to control all of that stuff. And you are real close to the best place to do that, and that's the Academy of Canine Behavior, and they're in Bothell too. Do you know about them?
I don't.
Okay,
I'm writing it down.
They're on the hill above Woodinville.
Okay.
It's Academy of Canine Behavior. Their website is aocb.com. Now, the owner, Colleen McDaniel, her husband that owned it, Colleen and I grew up in the world of dogs together. We started all of this as teenagers. And they have the only board and train program in the country that I recommend, because they created it for me back in the 80s, and it is phenomenal. It's expensive, but it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But they also have great daycare and boarding and grooming, all that sort of stuff. But they have the best balanced classes. And they are, since the pandemic, everything is back to normal now. They're geared up. They're doing classes and all of that. But the classes are popular, so if you want to get into a class there, you'd want to get online right away and figure out how soon you can sign up, because you might have to wait to get in because they fill up pretty quickly. But that, if you wanted to work with a place and go to class and that sort of thing, the Academy is where I recommend. But it could also work with me privately, and I can help you get things under control, you know, very quickly. And then you just got to figure out what she's going to do, you know, as her job. And, you know, it can be very creative.
When I had my Aussie mixes, I would always have them, you know, like if I was getting up off of the couch, I'd just tell them to stay. And then I'd tell him to come when I was in the kitchen. You know, it's just...
Well, you can do little working things around the
exactly.
house. But, you know, her job could be chasing the ball. It could be retrieving the Frisbee, you know. But it also, you know, there's great, great other things that you can do. But that's the biggest thing with cattle dog Aussie types. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like with her background, they need lots and lots of exercise.
And actually, I would do those things, the sit, stays, come, heal, as a grounding exercise for mine, because they would kind of get discombobulated with the energy sometimes. And so to ground them, I would ground them in that patterning system. And it does really help sometimes when we're, and then that helps ground us. And like I said, we're coming into energies that it's like, if we're not grounded, we're going to be in trouble. And grounding looks different than what just being on the ground. You know, it's that being inside of ourselves, knowing ourselves, trusting ourselves. And that's a form of grounding that I'm talking about. So she's going to be a great teacher for you. Welcome.
Yeah.
Now, we definitely have to get taking care of advertisements and stuff. We're off schedule. But there's one other thing I want to tell you about, Erin. I think it would be really good for you to mark your calendar and call in when Dr. Nils
yes.
is here.
That will help.
That was last week. He's here the second Sunday of every month. And he okay. does what's called neuroenergetic balancing. And when you call into the show, it's free because it's energetic, so it can be done remotely. Well, he's explained and helped us understand that dogs have trauma and, you know, big issues happen in their lives. Their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism.
Yes.
And with all that's gone on with her, no doubt there are issues in her nervous system. And Natasha's nodding and agreeing.
Yeah.
So I think it would, you know, you can always work with Dr. Nils, you know, at healingministryforanimals.com. You could call him and do a free phone evaluation and work with him right away. Or you can wait until the second Sunday in February and then you call in then so that he can reset Lace and get her nervous system balanced.
Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why the I mean, it's what she knows is the diesel diesel sound, but it's also a low rumble. So it's a tone. It's that grounding tone. It's like, okay, because I can see her sleeping in the rig while it was driving.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So it's
she loves being in a vehicle.
Yeah. And
right.
so with that rumble takes her out of the fear and flight.
And the chaos. Chaos is really, really a huge element for her.
Yes. And that's going to help you with chaos, too, is for you to know that you are not the chaos. The chaos is outside of you, but you are grounded.
I mean, she reacts to the chaos?
Oh, she's super reactive to chaos.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So then what you want to know, then now this is a concept that the Academy teaches. And Colleen calls it colors. And so your job is to help Lace stay in balance.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know that when, you know, this stuff happens and she's real triggered and gets in all of that energy, you know, you consider that red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you've got to balance that. You have to bring your energy way down and calm. And you got to come down to the blue scales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to balance that. And so if she's real full of energy and off the walls, you have to be real calm. If she were to go way down and be scared, then you'd have to bring your energy up to balance. So it's all about balancing. And because a lot of times they get triggered, get all fired up, and then we lose it and get all upset.
Yeah.
And see, and then you're just your feet in the flames and the fire grows together. You have to balance that and bring her back down to that balance. So understanding how to do that is critical with these dogs.
Mm-hmm. I know for me with mine, she totally, if somebody walks in, she's like hyper. She is like totally off the walls. And I look at her and I almost sit in myself. Like I almost like sit down in a chair inside myself and I look at her. And then pretty soon, it's just her tail going. And then pretty soon, she slows down. And sometimes I have to put my hand on her, you know, just to give her some grounding. So this is the there's a lot of little things that were said in this phone call that if you can start practicing those, practice makes better. You know, you're going to be more centered in yourself when chaos comes into your life.
Yeah.
So,
great.
So Erin, I always do
a
free telephone evaluation off the air. So, and I'll give my phone number out in case there's anybody out there wanting to have it now. And so you're welcome to call me. I'm happy to chat with you more off the air. And if you decide you want to work with me, that would be great. We'd get things under control pretty quickly. But take advantage of the Academy, whether you work with me or not. You got some of the best in the business with lots of resources to work with her and, you know, get her, the exercise and the jobs and the training that she's going to need. So my number for anybody that wants it is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And I'd be delighted to talk to you. So, Aaron, if you're good, we'll let you go. If you have more you'd like to talk with us about, we're going to have you hold over because we need to take care of advertisers.
Sounds good. Thank you both.
You're more than welcome.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling
Blessings
Animal World.
To you.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
All righty, it is time to take care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money, health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Go to HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Now.
Hi,
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, well, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they, of course, have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall out in Bothell Canyon Park area. The Linwood Community and the new East-West Bookshop is back in downtown Edmonds now. Let's see, and you can check out all of the stuff going on with Ananda at anandawashington.org. We've got New Pro supplements, and Natasha and I were just talking, and she's got to order the New Pro nuggets for her kitty. So great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, and the best cat vitamins. And so her new little kitty is going to get some of the New Pro nuggets. NewPro.com. Remember, it's a P, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. You can check out the dog, cat, horror of ferret supplements online, and you can order them on Amazon if you can't get them at your local pet store. Remember Dr. Nils Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer. He is available through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and he always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can get on his website, do the click contact thing, and he'll arrange a phone call and chat with you about how he can help you and your animal friends. And he also has the do-it-yourself-at-home Rasmussen Reset Program and is here the second Sunday of every month. Like we were just talking to the previous caller, you want to call in for free remote treatments, you do it on the second Sunday. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you need help with your dog friends, that's what I do. And I always do a free telephone evaluation as well, so I always talk to you for free on the phone. And I'm pretty available these days, so if you need help with your animals, your dogs fast, I can probably get you scheduled pretty soon. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, that catches us up on all of that. And as I understand it, we are going to stay with the phones. Is that correct? And
yes.
We're going to Seattle. And Becky, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
And I've got my handsome Rocco Romeo sitting right in front of me staring at me.
And, what a blessing.
If I remember correctly, I think we talked to you last week, did we not?
We did. And he's 17 years old, long-haired black cat, very handsome. And he had explosive diarrhea for a long time and also thought he had PTSD. And he's been so calm, and, you know, his loving Romeo eyes are back, whereas before you could just tell he just was,
oh. So this is after Dr. Nils worked on him last week.
Yes.
So you're saying that it helped?
Oh, very much.
Wow,
yes,
okay.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
So let's make sure, so that everybody is listening, make sure everybody knows, because, like, you know, Stacy wasn't with us last week either. So Rocco Romeo, 17-year-old long-haired black kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. You said there was explosive diarrhea and PTSD and so forth. Now, I can't remember, was he still having diarrhea?
Right when I called you, and I can't remember if it was the day before or whatever, but I started him on wet cat food with pumpkin in it.
Uh-huh.
And
right, we talked about that. And then I probably told you about the slippery elm, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay. But the adjustment and the balancing with Dr. Nils, you said it sounds like he's you see your kitty back, you said.
Yes, you can tell, because you can tell looking in their eyes if they feel stressed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Physically.
Thank you for being in tuned with your animal.
Yeah.
I want to say congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah, not everybody can tell that, you know, or is in tune enough. But that's really good. So you know that it really did make a difference. And so he's been on the canned food with the pumpkin. I don't know if you used any slippery elm or not, but so how are the poops?
Well, I also used a little bit of the slippery elm.
Oh, okay.
Immediately the diarrhea stopped, and he didn't poop for like 2 days, and
Yay.
Then all of a sudden started with normal poops.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
However, morning, but then I thought, oh, well, what if I put a regular can of food in there that doesn't have pumpkin every now and again? And I think I did it once too many times, because this morning he kind of had diarrhea again, and then he threw up. And then I noticed, to my horror, that there was a piece of chicken bone in the throw-up.
Oh, dear.
Like, oh, no, because that's one of the, I think it was one of the new foods. But so now I have to go back to just pumpkin foods. And
well, and at his age, see, that might be part of catering to him. And you remember,
that's what I'm
getting, dogs have masters, cats have staff. Okay,
they have loving staff.
Yeah, so
live with
we
them.
Have to serve them, and it sounds like because there's a number of the little canned cat foods that's good food, and they have pumpkin in them. And I can't remember which brand you said you were doing.
Well, there was one, I think it's Farina.
But there's a Nulo. I know that, like a duck and pumpkin, and a turkey and or chicken and pumpkin. But there are several of those, you know, good quality canned foods that all have pumpkin in them.
Well, you know,
Natasha, you're tuning in. Do you feel like this kitty needs a pumpkin food?
Oh yeah,
consistently.
Yeah. But what were you going to say?
I have been feeding him some Nulo, but I haven't seen their pumpkin recipes, so I'm going to have to go on a hunt for those today.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was a different brand than Nulo that I think you told us last week. I just don't remember what it was.
I think it's, I can't.
Those canned that, and maybe whatever the brand was that he was doing well on before you decide, you know, tried a food without the pumpkin, you just stick with that brand.
Yeah. He's at that elder stage of life, you know. It's kind of like, you know, people who can't eat red meat anymore, you know.
Right,
you know, our bodies change as we shift into different energies. And I can tell you, though, that since the end of last year, there's been some discombobulating energy. And it's, wow. My husband actually just said, you look like you're coming back again. Who knows how to ground. I was using all my tools. But that's part of the energy. So he could probably use another Nels realignment, because he's, you know, you can listen to the replay too, and that can help also.
Yeah, you could listen to the archive show from last week in the meantime. But I would mark your calendar. And so the second Sunday of every month, I'd make it a priority to call in and at least get him tuned up.
Yeah, it's just making sure it doesn't fall down, so it doesn't slip down the hill again. You know what I mean? Because he's at a point where he's not necessarily, you know, he's a very loving cat. You know, he's got more time on him, but at the same time, though, it's that treating him a little bit more tender in the gut area would be helpful.
Now, I have also noticed that they sell pumpkin puree. I think it was at All the Best. No, it was All the Best or or the other one, Mud Bay.
Mud Bay.
And so can I take a regular cat food can and mix like a teaspoon of pumpkin in it?
Well, I don't know. Let's have the psychic that sees all and knows all. We'll ask Natasha. How does it
make
feel?
Make sure that it doesn't have the sugars and the human aspect of pumpkin puree. Does that
make
sense?
You're talking about, you know, they make those plastic tubes.
Yeah,
of
make
soccer,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
stuff
make
they use
sure
as treats for yeah, cats.
Make
now.
Sure. Yeah,
I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah, not that all canned foods for animals are the best either, but
right.
But there's the sugars that right now I don't feel like he can handle.
Okay, so make sure there's
yeah.
No.
So make sure there's not the sugars and that kind of stuff.
But if she
that's
used
the thing that I got was that word sugar. You know, was like a stop sign.
But if she
never,
had a
reg- ever gets people food ever.
Yeah.
Well, that's I always have to tell when people I'll be doing a session with somebody mm-hmm. and their dog friends, and we get to the food section. And they'll say, oh, Martha, I'm really, really good. I don't give my dog any people food. And I have to say, what's wrong with people food? As long as it's good, healthy food for you, it's probably okay for your dog, you know. And real food is always better than processed food. So, you know, we have to wake up on some of those things. But so what I'm wondering, though, because you keep saying, Becky, well, could I use another food and just put pumpkin in it? You already had him on a food with pumpkin in it he was doing well on.
Well,
why do you have to change that?
Well, the problem is that sometimes I would, there's one that's wild boar and blueberries and pumpkin or something like that,
and he
loved it. And then when I would go back to the All the Best and get another one, I'd open it up and he'd turn his nose and go, no, I'm not eating that, because it seemed kind of dry and old or something. It's like, well, maybe they have quality control problems. So then, you know, you never know if when I open it up, he's going to love it or just turn his nose up at it.
You know, I would say, you know, if you feed him, you know, one day one day the next, I mean, you can change it up. You know, in other words, to keep him entertained, his life has gotten pretty simple. And so, you know, if he's looking for a little bit of entertainment in his own world, you know, because as our world closes down, you know, gets smaller, we care about the smallest things, right? So with that, maybe shift it up a little bit. But yeah, I would say that if the pumpkin in this other place is just pumpkin, then I would say mix it in just a little bit. You know, do your own mix, whatever works for you. But like I said, be careful of the sugars that can come with the human aspect of packaging.
And also be careful, you know, when you have a picky eater, our human tendency is to cater to them.
Yeah, we got to.
And try to add all of that. And that makes it worse. Now, it's worse with dogs than with cats, and you have to be a little careful there, but you don't want to over cater and all that stuff to this guy. But on the other hand, we got to say he's 17, and him eating regularly is important and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that usually, you know, you don't need to do a ton of different foods, but I have like one friend that doesn't drive, so I get her cat food, and I get those little Nulo cans, and I get her a couple cases of the chicken and I think it's chicken and pumpkin, and then the duck, and then two cases of the duck and pumpkin, or duck and turkey, mm-hmm. or something. Anyway, there are two different varieties, and so she rotates those. Now, I can tell.
Where are you buying those? Because I haven't seen.
Well, and
flavors.
I might be wrong about the brand names, but I shop at Bridges in Snohomish.
Oh.
Okay. But the other thing I'll tell you with my cats, they get raw food, and I get my raw food from Natural Pet Pantry, and I get the turkey formula raw food for cats and their chicken formula for cats. One of my cats loves the chicken and is not wild about the turkey. My other one loves the turkey, not wild about the chicken. So we split the difference, and they get I go through two containers of turkey, and then we do a chicken, and then turkey, and then chicken. Now, One of my cats, the Abyssinian, sometimes, you know, I prepare their food the same way, or, but he'll walk up to it like you're talking about Rocco Romeo does. And he can tell from, you know, a foot away whether it smells right. And he'll get over there and then he'll just say, oh, it's not right. Okay. Well, then I've been blessed. I mix into their raw food the Complete Plus supplement from Dr. Raymaker. Raymakersnutrition.com, anybody, if you want the Complete Plus, the best there is anywhere you can get for dogs and cats. Powder you put in. Anyway, he loves that stuff. So when he won't go to the dish and he says, nah, I'm not eating it, I say, oh, you need special treats on top. So I get the Complete Plus, and he doesn't know that it's good for him to eat it. And the more he gets, the better. And this is his vitamin. I say, oh, special treats on top. And I sprinkle it on the raw food, and he goes, oh, boy, and he eats it. Okay. Now, same thing for my Sophie. If she turns up her nose, says, it's turkey, I'm not so wild, I'll say, special treats on top, and I sprinkle it. You know, so anyway, you might be able to find something like that. If he says, oh, I'm not wild about that, there's a little something, a special treat you could sprinkle on top that would get him interested. Because if you can just get something on top that interests him, then they'll likely eat the rest of it.
He's never really been one for treats, but if I could find one that he likes, that would be excellent.
Well, now the things you could try, the Complete Plus from Raymakers, but you got to get it comes in a big jug. I don't know if you'd want to, you know, get that much of it if we're not sure that he's going to like it. The NuPro Nuggets, those cat vitamins, those are really palatable. They really, really like them, and they're real small little nuggets. I used to use that with a cat that was really picky and wouldn't eat her food. I'd do the special treats at that time. I would sprinkle the NuPro Nuggets on top of her food.
Oh.
And that would get her to eat. So try to keep it simple. You know, two or three maximum different canned foods that you can rotate. And then find some kind of special treat you can say, oh, that just doesn't smell quite right. Let's put some special treats. Remember, if you got a good sales pitch, it makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, look, this is, you like this one. And he's looking at me like, oh, yeah, I do. And then hopefully he gobbles it all up.
I know I was watching a video one time. I know we got to go, but it was like the dog was snuffed up his nose at the food. So the owner pretend to sprinkle something on top, put it in the microwave, went beep, 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 didn't even start it. You know, and then went over to the sink, stirred something. You stirred it
pretend
and put it down. The dog ate it. You know, it was like it's just mind over matter sometimes. I know my kitten, you know, he's like, you're not going to stand here and watch me. And I'm like, no. And I walk away and I figure he's going to go back and eat if he's hungry enough.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's that kind of thing. But he's 17 years old and what a love.
Yep, so you
I'm so glad he's feeling better.
Now, Becky, we have got to close out this hour and Love Train and stuff before the second hour. Are you good with where we're at right now, or do you want to wait over the top of the hour and we'll pick you up on the other side?
Yes, no, I think he's good. And he's very interested in this conversation. He's just standing
all right.
There.
And then know that, you know, as old as he is, the best tool in my toolbox for these older animals is regular work with Dr. Nils.
Yep.
I could tell you miracles, and of the older dogs and cats that are still alive, and the owner will call them, and they think that they're dying, and Nels works on them, and they come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, really keeps them in a good balance and helps their longevity. So make sure
Nels
you call in
wonderful.
At least the second Sunday of every month. Anyway, we got to run, so keep
Thank
us
you.
Updated, Becky.
Blessings to you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, we are getting on that love train one more time, getting our energies flowing and exercise for the morning. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us, because we'll cruise through and pick you up. And always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer that just gives us extra energy for the day and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.